Pathway of Peace, Week 1, Day 2, Absorb His Peace. Job chapter 3, verse 25 to 26 says this: "What I have feared has come upon me. What I have dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil." Thought for reflection. This peace Jesus offers us has the power to overcome all fear and dread and give us a real quality of life. So many people we meet live their lives under this curse of fear and superstition. Some people are overwhelmed by the fear of financial ruin and bankruptcy. They are so controlled by this fear that they become workaholics, never relaxing, and so they find they're never able to rest without worry. Others live with phobias of the dark, fearful of being alone in the house. Still others are tormented by images of their husbands having an affair, deserting their home, abandoning their marriage. And so they become obsessive about their spouse's every action. These tormenting fears rule their life. This verse states, however, that if you spend your time consumed with thoughts of fear and worry, then what you dread and imagine eventually becomes your reality. So we need to ask God to deliver us from all fear and give us His peace and His way of thinking. In a meeting recently, I had a word of knowledge for a woman who was fearful of reaching the age 57. As I gave this word, a woman stepped forward saying it was her 57th birthday that week, and she was terrified she would die. When we asked her why, she responded by saying her father had died of a heart attack just after his 57th birthday. Then her sister had died age 57, and now she was sure her turn was coming. We prayed and broke the power of this deceptive lie that had ruled her life and declared that what she had feared had no power to come upon her. Job states here that what we fear has the power to become our reality, so we need to destroy the deception of our fears and take hold of the truth. We need to uproot and expose the power of fear in our life and receive a deep revelation and knowledge of our relationship with God and His promise that He will never leave us. Again and again, the Bible uses this expression: "Do not fear, for I am with you." So we need to believe this truth and extinguish every fear with this word. Judges 6, verse 23 to 24. "But the Lord said to him, 'Peace, do not be afraid, you are not going to die.' So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, 'The Lord is Peace.'" Gideon had exactly this kind of encounter with God. He was terrified he would die if he obeyed what God was asking him to do. But in the midst of his fear, God appeared to him and he had a revelation of God as his peace. His fear and insecurity melted as he experienced the presence of God, and the door to intimacy opened where Gideon discovered the God of peace. So today, hear the sound of God speaking into your life, bringing peace and destroying the control of fear. The enemy uses the weapon of intimidation again and again, and we are convinced we're going to die and be utterly humiliated. But God has a different plan for your life. He speaks this over you: "You will not die, but you will live, and you will declare the goodness of God." So let us pray. Focus for confession. Father, I thank you for peace that overcomes every fear. I ask you now to search my heart and expose the hidden fears and anxieties that control my life. Reveal to me the areas of restlessness and the lack of peace, and let me close the gateways that allow these thoughts to control my life. I ask you today for a gift of revelation so that I will have a new awareness of your word in my life. Let me encounter the God of peace. Touch my life, body, soul, mind, and spirit. Thank you for your gift to me. Amen.